Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001 if you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, guys. It's Friday night. This is Grant Collier. Guys, it's been a long time coming, but we're finally here. Grant Collier got his show. And it's all thanks to the lovely Mike Davis. And I want to thank Mike Davis right now, right here, for giving me this Friday night slot. So, guys, keep tuned, keep listening, because this is going to be a fantastic show. We've got some amazing people coming up on the show. Some you know, some you don't. But we'll go into that in a little while. I do want to do some thank yous first. I want to thank Mike personally. I know he's out in Florida at the moment, and he's touring Florida, doing bits and pieces out there with his work. I know that he'll be listening to this show, so hello, Mike, and thanks for the opportunity to bring in Above and Beyond on the airwaves on a Friday night. I also want to thank guys behind the scenes here, and this is the lovely Ken producer who's been helping me out over the past week, getting this show up and running. So thanks, Ken, to the producer. And I also want to thank all our other hosts, all our shows that brought this show forward and advertised it and promoted it over the last week. That's the lovely Sarah May and Jeanette Ann on Guiding Lights. That's the lovely Nick Humphreys as well, who I was on a show with a couple of nights ago, and he promoted and put a lot of stuff out for me there as well. So thanks to Nick. I know he's listening in this evening. I also want to thank Andrew D., and Oscar, and I also want to thank the lovely Nick Stepani, who was the voiceover to the intro to the beginning of this show. So there's a lot of guys out there that I want to thank, and all the people that's backed this show to get it where it is. And of course, obviously, you listeners, because the listeners are the ones that make this show happen. So guys, how do you get in contact with us on the show tonight? Well, it's quite simple. You dial the number 706-283-4611. And if you're outside the UK, then you have the prefix 001 to the beginning. If you are inside the UK, remember, guys, that you will have to pay for the call unless you use the Skype button. Okay, so there's all the bits and pieces out of the way. Here we go. We've got an amazing show coming up, guys. I'm going to talk about me, but I am a psychic clairvoyant medium. I've been working now for nearly, I think it's coming up to 31 years. Can you believe it? Wow. But guys, you know, this is where it's got to within my work. I am now got my own host of a radio show. It's called Above and Beyond because what I want to bring to this show is the different areas of the psychic world. And we're talking about from the paranormal to beyond the, what we feel is going on through the world, and also what comes into the energy of the spiritual readings as well. So if you want that reading tonight, come through to Above and Beyond and dial them numbers. Now, guys, we've got an interesting guest coming up, and it's all to do with the paranormal world and bits and pieces. And this is a team that I work alongside, and I'm their host medium. We'll be chatting to this lovely lady who's coming on, lovely guest of mine. She'll be phoning in, and we'll be talking a bit about the investigation team that we work with and where we're going with it and what's coming up after we have a short piece of music. I want to bring this piece of music in because, you know, it really represents what we're doing within the energy of the work on the paranormal side. So we're going to play this piece of music now, and I'll catch you after this. Lovely Ghostbusters, there by Ray Parker Jr. What a fantastic movie that was. I know you're all dancing to that and going, so she's a dark. And, you know, we got to love that movie. And it was one of the great ones growing up as a kid. And I know that you'll enjoy watching that. And I know that there's a new one out and I haven't yet to see it yet. So I'm a bit gutted. But let me introduce you to a real Ghostbuster. Oh yeah, we got her here right now, all the way from Spook Savers. It's the lovely Sarah Oscroft. Hello, darling, you there?
I am indeed, and what can I say, Grant? What a fantastic intro. Love that song. I couldn't have asked for a better intro there.
Do you know what? I knew that was right up your street. You know,
oh,
girls,
that was perfect.
I've got to say to you, you know, Spook Savers is on the map at the moment, and I'm hearing a lot about you guys, and obviously because I'm your host medium, but you know, there's a real big vibe going on out there in the southeast of England at the moment, because girls, you know, you're putting it out there at the moment. Can you just let me know, because you've only been running basically for around about 7 months now, mm-hmm. Okay, but basically what made you get into the area of ghost investigation and setting up a business like Spook Savers to get out there and do what you do?
Well, how it basically started is we were just sort of in the pub, as you do, with a couple of friends and everything, and we said, let's do something different for Halloween, you know, instead of going to the fancy dress parties and stuff. And we actually went on, we ended up going on a ghost hunt. And I must admit, from the first time that we were actually on that ghost hunt and we sort of had experiences, we heard banging, we were sort of pushed, and our hunger just became, I was just like, I need more. I definitely need more. And then we started to go on various sort of different ghost huntings. It was getting to the point where we were sort of doing 2 a month. We were so addicted. And then it got
basically
to a point.
So basically, come your passion, yeah?
Completely.
And with it, at that time, when you first went on the events, was you scared? Did you feel like, hold up a minute, there is a little bit of fear there? Or did you just really enjoy the fact that you was picking up on paranormal activity?
I think the thing that when we first, I've always had a really keen interest in sort of spiritualism and the paranormal. And to actually sort of go into an event, we kind of went in blind. We didn't have any sort of preconceived ideas. And as I say, we went on there. We started to have some sort of experience, and the passion just grew and grew because it's such a fascinating area. And I was like, I've got to find out more about this. And that's kind of how the whole thing developed, really, sort of from those ghost hunts. And it is completely and utterly addictive, I must say. And
well, it is. I know that when obviously I'm a medium, I come on these events and I'm used to these sort of things. But, you know, there is a real buzz and vibe around the energy of what you do at Spook Savers. And I'm not just talking about the investigation. We've got a great team there as well. Mm. And the thing is with it, I mean, I know that we're achieving this goal, but we are out there to prove that there is life after death. There's a continuation of something. And,
definitely.
You know, I know with your rules and regulations that we all set aside when we come into this, and I come forward and joined your team, is that we don't like to fake anything up. We make sure. And you said to me that, well, we want somebody that's going to come in and do this and do it properly. So, you know, you knew that where you was going, it was going to be something that wasn't going to be faked. It wasn't going to be, you know, put out there where people can look into history books and see what's documented. And that was something that was really sold to your heart. And I turned around and said to you, yeah, this will be the case. I wouldn't do this. What is it, and where do you want to go with this? I know that's a tough question, but where is it that you're looking within this and saying to yourself, what do we want to give the clients? What do we want to give back?
Well, where we're sort of looking to take the business at sort of the moment, as you sort of say, we've only been running about 7 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the business growth already has been, you know, a sort of off the scale. We could not have sort of foreseen how popular sort of ghost hunting actually is. You know, the event sort of started off with 15 people. Now we're sort of up to 57 people.
Yeah.
And a lot of the events that we had were based around the London and Kent area.
Uh-huh.
However, now we're sort of moving all the way across the UK. We're looking to go over into Ireland, and we're also looking to sort of take it into Europe. So this, you know, it's massive. It's going to be really, really big. And as you sort of said, we don't fake anything. We don't fabricate anything. What our main aim is just to give the clients proof that there is sort of life after death, as we sort of, you know, we have been experiencing on events. You know, even the most skeptical of people who have come onto the events, they're just like, at the end of the night, they're just like, oh wow, you know, that experience that I had was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know it's a business, but at the end of the day, seeing clients, engaging clients into sort of the spiritual side of things and the paranormal, it gives the whole of our team such an adrenaline rush. And, you know, it's not all about, sort of as said before, you know, the making money. It's just to give the people that experience, which gives us that drive to go further and further and just get better, you know, get better as a team.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I've noticed it, you know, I come in early on in the investigation, and I was your medium, and basically, you know, we went round, we saw the enthusiasm that people were starting to come back with. You know, I do believe that we were talking recently, and you said that there's, you know, people pre-booking. They want to come back in for an investigation.
Oh, exactly. You know, I mean, over the last few weeks, from the sort of 7 investigations we've done already, we've had repeat bookings. We've had amazing testimonials. You know, some of the comments we've had, you know, fantastic evening of activity. You know, thank you, you've opened my eyes to this sort of paranormal world. You know, and they're saying sort of the events are very well organized, well structured. And to that, it sort of really resonates in my mind. And, you know, some days you can sort of have, you know, when, like with any business, it gets tough. But just going through those testimonials and seeing the pleasure that we're giving people just keeps us just getting the energy to go further and further. And it's so enjoyable. And we really do have the A-team.
Absolutely. I just want to say, what is, out of all the investigations that we've done so far, what has been the one that stood out for you? What part of the evidence have you seen and you've gone, wow?
I think there's actually two sort of things. The first time was when we were at the Ragged School Museum, which is in East London, and there was a group of about 15 of us. We were all stood around this, and there was this tiny little table in the middle of us, and we're all holding hands. And there was this little sort of ball that we had placed on the middle of the table, and we started to sing. Nothing happened for sort of 7-8 minutes, and all of a sudden the ball just went sort of, you know, it just came rolling off the table.
Now, I've seen this, and this is on YouTube, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. It's on YouTube. It's about the 7-minute, 20-second mark where you can actually see it happening.
Okay, so if people want to go and see this, they can see this via YouTube, but can they see this via the website as well?
Yes, you can actually see it via the website on www.speaksavers.co.uk. You can actually see that as well. And we've also got some amazing footage of you on there as well, Grant, you know, and, some of the vigils that you brought forward with the K2 sort of going off, you know, little devices. And I think at Fort Amherst, last weekend, I actually did see sort of a shadow, and a piece of our equipment did actually start to go off as soon as we'd seen that shadow. And for me, and there even were a couple of skeptics in the room who said, I'm not too sure about this sort of thing. But even they were like, wow. And I just turned around and I said, look, guys, it's not fake. It's not fabricated. I said, what you see is just what you've seen. So I think that's the two that stick with me.
This is the thing, Sarah, and the thing is, I don't think there's been an event so far, really, where we haven't caught things happening. It's always been active on every event that we've gone to. And I think the reason being for that, and I'm sure you'll agree, is that when you've got a good team together, and I'm talking about the clients that come in on these investigations, when you've got a good buzz of atmosphere, you're building the energy up, and that brings that forward. And I think that, you know, when I look at what's going on here, you know, you started to generate the energy of this particular business, and we're starting to see repercussions of this. I know that you, the last couple of days, have done something quite special. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We did actually. We did a pilot for the Russell Howard Show.
And that's on BBC Three?
That's on BBC Three. It's Russell Howard's Good News. And it was basically the headliner section. We're not quite sure when it's going to be aired yet. But he just basically sort of wanted to throw a few questions at us in relation to actual ghost hunting. Yeah. And it was actually very good fun. It was brilliant. It was a really, really good night. And he looked a little bit shocked when I said I was a ghost hunter, but that's sort of a lot of people's reactions. But get on a Spook Savers event and you'll definitely see some evidence for yourself. So yeah, no, that was a really, really good night.
Well, this is what I say. It's amazing where these things take you to. And, you know, you start, like I said, you only started off with, seven or eight locations. At the end of the day, we started to get bigger. Things have progressed and coming forward for you. It's taking it out there to people that aren't into what we do and maybe bringing them across. And this is the way that the spiritual work happens on a paranormal level, whatever, you know. Mm. It does work, that process. Now, I do believe you are down at the Psychic Gold Halloween event at the Orchard Spot in Maidstone, Kent, on the 28th.
Yes, that's correct. We're going to have a Spook Saver stall there. You won't actually miss us because the company logo is quite unique. We had nothing to do with Spec Savers, but nobody coming to try and buy glasses from us. But yeah, we're going to have a fair there. We're going to be running some promo sort of DVDs. Just to give people a taste of what we actually do on the events. You can see how sort of, you know, what kind of activity we have captured. We're going to be sort of giving you, you know, we've got sort of little flyers and everything of all the events coming up, which obviously we're not going to tell you, Grant, because it's all top secret, I'm afraid. but yeah, we're just going to basically sort of be demonstrating equipment that we use as well. So there's going to be lots of things to sort of engage people and to sort of give people an eye and a big sort of eye opener as to what we actually do. So I'm really, really excited to it. And it's sort of thank you to Andreas for inviting us down there. And, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to it. So that will be on the 28th of October on the Sunday. Yeah, so we'll be down there, definitely.
Absolutely. Right, guys, just to let you know, that is the Psychic Gold Halloween event at the Orchard Spot, Maidstone in Kent. The postcode there is ME15HSE. Doors open at 12 p.m. till 6 p.m. on the 28th of October. Guys, I will be giving away promotional tickets to that in a competition on next week's show. So you are able to win some tickets with that, and there'll be more information on that on next week's show. So look out for that one and stay tuned. But we have got an amazing, you know, I'm there as well, Sarah. I'm actually doing some readings down there myself. So I'm booked in on this event with amazing lineup of psychics down there. So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so, I've seen the lineup. It looks fantastic. So the whole team of Speak Savers is really, really excited to be part of it.
Absolutely. So, and I've also just heard in the pipeline that Psychic Today on Psychic TV are down there doing some shooting as well. So, you know, there's going to be a big lineup of people down there. Right, before you sort of shoot off, okay, is there anything else you want us to know, Sarah?
Yeah, I just sort of, you know, for people who have never been ghost hunting before, who are a little bit apprehensive about it. You know, there's nothing to sort of be frightened of, as you can see by all the sort of the videos on YouTube and everything. You know, it's an amazing night out. It's, you know, there's lots of fantastic people there. You know, even Grant, like on the events, he brings sort of through readings if there's any loved ones there. So, you know, it's an opportunity to really get involved with sort of the spiritualist side of it and the paranormal side. You know, so if anybody's looking to do that, then, you know, give us a visit on our website and... you know, we'd look forward to sort of seeing you on one of the events.
Now, I do believe also that you're on Twitter as well.
Yes, we're under Spooksavers1, so you can click on us there. It's got all the list of the, sort of the events we're doing. It's got the sort of promo page and everything, all the website details. So, as I say, follow us. We'll sort of follow you back, and you know, we look forward to sort of engaging with you all. Because I say it's a that's the best thing to do is to, we just love engaging with members of the public and say, bring them into a unique world that so many people just don't know about. And and it's really, really fantastic to do. And as I say, we've got an A-team, so come and see the A-team in action.
We certainly have. That is Spooksavers, guys, at www.spooksavers.co.uk. If you go through to Sarah, and if you want to pre-book, you can pre-book that, Sarah, through the website. Yes.
Yep. They've everything just through the website. So there's loads of events there going on. Lots of exciting new, really haunted venues. If you can just go on there, you'll see a little sign for book now, and you can be a part of the team. You know, it's your investigation. It's not only ours, and we'll do everything possible. To sort of get you that paranormal experience and to get you as sort of addicted as we all are to it. So it's a fantastic line of business to be in, and I'm very privileged to be part of it. And, you know, like I said, we've got the A-team with us, so we're all on the right track.
Oh, well, bless your heart, darling. I know it's going to go leaps and bounds. It already has. Sarah, I'm going to leave it there, my darling. Thanks for coming on. You know, it's always a pleasure. You know, you guys, you work so hard at Spook Savers, and I just know that things are going to go leaps and bounds for us all, really, along the side of what's going on with Spook Savers. I'm going to leave it there, Sarah. Thanks for coming on, my darling.
Would it be possible, Grant, sorry to interrupt, just to say a little thank you just to a couple of people, really quickly. Just sort of like to just say a big thank you to Roy and Chris, who sort of, been really, really sort of major part of getting Spook Savers up. Yourself, Grant and Mel, and Janet and Maxine, who are also part of the team. We love you guys, and we're so excited for sort of where this is going to go and future events.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, we are like a one big family, and there's a few family members there all mixed together with behind all that scene. So,
definitely.
You know, these guys are absolutely working their watsits off, basically, to get this, to get this going, and they've done such a good job. I'm so proud of them.
Brilliant.
And I had this vision when you first come to me, girls, that this was going to go somewhere, and it's starting to pay off now, and the prediction's coming true.
It sure
so
is.
I'll leave it there, Sarah. Sarah,
perfect.
Thank you, and God bless you, darling.
Lovely.
I'll be
thank you very much for having us.
It's always a pleasure. You will be back on. And, guys, if you want to find out more about Spook Savers, they will be back on the show in the next coming month. So we will have them back on with updates and bits and pieces what's going on. Sarah, it's a pleasure as always, my darling.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
I wish you a good night, and
yes,
God bless
too.
And thanks for coming on the show.
Welcome. Take care, everybody. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There you go. the lovely Sarah from Spook Savers. And I've got to say to you guys, you know, if you've never been on a paranormal investigation before, it's fun, it's good laugh, you get to meet a lot of people, and along the way you get a little bit spooked. And that's all part of the process. Right, okay. We're going to have a bit of music come up, but I've got another fantastic guest coming up on the show. You know her, you know who she is. It's the lovely Sarah May, but we'll talk a little bit about what Sarah May's all about after the break, because I've got to say to you, I think there's a lot of people who know who Sarah is, but we don't know the real Sarah and where it all started off. So that's something that's going to come up, and then we're going to do some reading for you guys waiting on the line. We've got a piece of music coming up now. It's a lovely track called Return to Innocence by Enigma, and it goes a little bit something like that.
Emotions. Wow. What a fantastic tune. And I've got to say to you, Enigma, they really, really do put the energy out there. I know for me, that's a great meditation song for me, and it always gets me into the zone. Okay, guys, you've waited for her. She's coming on. It's the lovely Sarah May from Guiding Lights. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mr. Collier. How are you?
I'm very well, my darling, very well. Now, Sarah, I'm stripping you back tonight, Sarah. I'm taking you right back
like
to
the wallpaper.
Where it started. I'm taking it back to where it all started, okay, for you. Because, Sarah, I've been working alongside you now for around about a year now. We've been working on Psychic World TV. We work very much on that. We've done stuff together on radio shows. We've become very, very personal, close friends. You're almost like that spiritual sister to me, you know?
Yeah.
And pretty much put me a lot of good words forward for me and you know, really got me forward within working on Mike Spirit FM as well. So I thank you for that, my darling. But I've got to say to you, I don't know where it all started for you. Can you tell me a little bit about how it all began with you and where you got and how you got to where you are today?
Oh, how long we got, Grant?
We've got as long as you, about 10 minutes. So I react. We've got loads of reasons to go through.
All right. Well, basically, I realised in my 20s that I always had the gift, but I didn't know I had it when I was a child. When I look back on it, I realise it was always there. I used to see faces in the wallpaper. Because I don't actually visually see ghosts, though I have a couple of times, I sense spirit. So if, I always felt like there were burglars in the house, and I used to run from room to room and turn the lights on and shut the doors. I had little routines to keep me safe. I thought it was keeping me safe. Didn't discuss it with anybody. I think my mum was quite spiritual. She used to have a lady come around the house and do the tea leaves, and I used to read the tea leaves with her. So they used to send me out the room because I obviously knew stuff that I shouldn't have known. And I saw my son, he's 21, my Tommy, and when I was 16, I visualised, had a dream, and I had this baby in my arms, and it was real. And when I was 25, I had him. I remember looking down and thinking, you know, it's like a deja vu feeling. I thought, well, I saw you in my dream, so I knew you were coming 9 years ago. So it all sort of came into place. And my dad died when I was 14 in an accident, and unfortunately my mum died when I was 21. But I can't really say I was necessarily recognising that they were there at that time, although I think I've always really had a gut knowing. Yeah. And then when I was in my 20s, my late 20s, after I'd had my Tommy, he must be about two or three, they came in, Grant. And what happened, I was lying in bed just going into a sleep state, and there was a very, very big buzzing, physical buzzing in my third eye, almost like something had taken me over. I was very scared, and it clicked open, and it looked like a James Bond tunnel inside my what I see now as my clairvoyance, my third eye. And there's a lady standing there moving and holding a rose and smiling at me. Of course, I was absolutely petrified. I was screaming in my head, go away. And of course, she did. They realised that they'd frightened me. And the next day, my sister-in-law of the time came round and said, do you fancy going to a spiritualist church? I didn't even know what one was. Mm-hmm. So I said, yeah, okay. And the lady on the podium came to me and told me what had happened to me. And I thought, how does she know that? And she said, you've got a gift. You've had it from birth. And the uncanny thing is I remembered the lady as being a friend of my mother's, but I never told her. And she said, you need to come and sit in a group and develop it.
Yeah.
And that's where it all started. I went to Hall Green Spiritualist Church. I sat in an open and closed circle for 2 years. From the minute I sat in circle, I was given chakra colours by spirit before the lady that opened up our chakras gave them to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, have I seen those colours before she's told me what they are? So I did a little bit of questioning, as we do, what's it all about? I was brought up devout Catholic, and I didn't really believe in it. I kept saying, no, there's more. And that's where the evidence came in.
Right. So basically, you know, it's like the natural process. You never went to find spirit. Spirit found you.
Yeah.
And I've always found that's pretty much the way. When you're looking at a good psychic, a good medium, you're looking at an energy where it's naturally come forward. And that's pretty much how it happened for you, yeah?
Definitely, yes.
And I know that, you know, you've done psychic TV and you know, psychic world TV and that's progressed you onto the radio. I now know you're working alongside Jeanette Ancombe.
Yeah.
And Jeanette Ancombe and you do Guiding Lights on, and that's a Tuesday night, isn't it?
No, it's Monday night. Graham.
Monday, I don't know where I am.
Nick Humphries is Tuesday.
Right, okay, Monday night, and what time's that on?
Same as you, Grant. It's 9 p.m. Yep. UK time until 11 p.m. UK time.
And I know you're doing some fantastic things on Guiding Lights, and you know it's a real, real deep spiritual show. You know, not that this isn't, and all the others aren't, but you know, I come on your show a few times now, and there's just a really good rapport of energy within your show, Sarah. I must admit, it's really, really good. And I know Jeanette Ann. Bless her heart, she's doing really well alongside you, and you are like, you know, a psychic couple on that show.
Yeah,
and it's fantastic. I know Jeanette's away at the moment. She's gone down to a psychic fair event down at Falmouth, and I'm just going to put that little plug in, by the way, because you're part of that psychic fair event as well, and so am I.
We've passed, haven't we? We've passed the famous test.
We seem to be turning up in the same places all over the place, so it was meant to be. And that, at the moment, there's a psychic fair going on, guys, down at Falmouth at the Prince's Pavilion. It's for Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th of October. And that's through Sarah Alfwaite. But you can get more information on that, guys, by going to www.psychicfair, that's FAYRE.com. Okay, and you'll get more information about that. And I believe she's alongside some amazing psychics down there. The lovely Patrick Gamble, who's a psychic artist. We've got Robin Lowne, who will be a guest on my show in the coming future. And an array of psychics. So she's doing really well herself. But let's come back to you, Sarah, because at the end of the day, where is it that you feel, because, you know, as psychics, we pick up on things of where we feel like we're being taken. Where do you think it's going to take you? I know it's a tough question.
It is. I remember when I sat in my development group, I remember John Morby, who led the group after his wife, said to me, because I had fertility problems for years and I kept having readings and wondering when I was going to have my second child. And John said to me, you will be surrounded by lights and you'll be surrounded by children. Yep. He said, there'll be cameras on you. And of course, when I started on Psychic First TV, did a stint there and then followed on with Psychic World TV. It's not something I really wanted to do. It's not something I didn't really think I want to be famous. It didn't even come into it. I was offered the opportunity by somebody just by chance on a telephone. I thought, oh, okay, so really it's been delivered at my door. Where do I want to be? I feel really now I'm moving outside of my own area. I'm travelling a lot. I'm in Bower in Bristol on Sunday. I'm in Reading coming up at the end of the year. We're all in Neath the next year. I've done a lot of international work with a company called Spiritualists Online, which is computer generated. So I've done a lot of work on the computer with developing people as well.
Is that a bit like a random?
There is a new sort of, it's called SOC Live, that's
right,
coming
yeah,
up. It will be like a random.
Something to do with, on the same lines of a random. Just tell me a little bit about that.
SOC Live is generated by Julie Sock of Spiritualists Online, and it's very new, and it's like an Uranium or random, and it's live readings, but we're doing more than that. It's very spiritual. We'll be developing people as well. So there'll be group development.
Fantastic.
And there's tarot development, group development, there's runes. There'll be so much on there. But it's very small at the moment, which is lovely for the people that are going to interact with it because, you know, they're going to come in and they get some real quality. Not that they don't get quality on a random. I think you go into a random, you've got about 120 pages there, haven't you?
Of
psychic swings. You've got a big choice.
I work for a random myself from time to time when I'm not so busy, you know. And these are amazing websites to go on and get stuff from. They're all good at what, you know, what they're putting out there. And it's like I say, it's an energy about putting out there that we're trying to spread a word. We're trying to spread the message. And this is another site that you're working with, and it's amazing that that's coming up for you. Sarah, look, I'm not going to hold on, because I know we've got a lot of callers that want readings tonight.
Okay.
And you've got an amazing gift, my darling, and I want to showcase that alongside me, because a lot of people may not have heard about me as well tonight, so they're going to want to find out how I work. Well, you know, guys, I'm pretty much like Sarah. I am the psychic medium. I'm a psychic medium clairvoyant, so I will give you information that's coming up through spirit as well. Predictions do come forward, and it's something that me and Sarah used to do quite a bit on the show at Psychic World TV. But we'll be doing it for you live tonight. I think what we'll do is we'll take a call and see who comes through. I do believe we've got a Donna on the line. Is Donna there? Hello, Donna.
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Grant. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine, Donna. I hope you're well. Now, we don't want to know too much information about you, because that's our job to give that back to you. But have you got a question you specifically want to ask, or do you want a general reading, darling?
A general reading would be fine.
Okay, what I'm going to do, first of all, because I've got paperwork all over, I'm going to hand you straight over to Sarah, because this is my guest for the night, and I'm going to showcase her a little bit tonight, and then she's going to hand it over to me, and then we'll do vice versa. So over to you, Sarah, and see what you're picking up around the lovely Donna.
Lovely, thank you, Grant. Hello, Donna.
Hi, darling. Sarah. Hi,
you
Sarah.
Okay?
Great, thank you.
Okay, so you just want me to have a general look and see what's going on around you, yeah?
Yeah, perhaps maybe there's a partner coming in.
Yes. When I pick up on your voice, because obviously I like to work with people's voice, it's an energy. Anything that you give, even if you type something, that's an energy. And your voice is an energy. I feel like, how can I explain this? You are searching for something, sweetheart. And I know you're saying you're searching for a partner, but my sense is that you are searching for something, okay? Just linking in to see who's coming in around me, and somebody's giving me the feeling of a bad knee. So who is it around you that's got an ache in their knee, either in the spirit world, passing into the spirit world, or around you now?
I can't recollect on that. I'm not sure.
Okay, darling. My right knee feels quite swollen and sore. So somebody around you's had something wrong with their knees. Just have a think about that. I'm bringing that through, my ankles feel really tingly. So I feel like my ankles are quite swollen as well. And I get a feeling that I've got a lady around you in the spirit world, okay, who may have had these swollen ankles. And she's giving me the month of June, all right?
Oh,
now, June,
yeah.
Do you understand this, sweetheart? Good.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did she have a bad knee as well?
She had problems with her legs, I think. Varicose veins, yeah.
Lovely. Not lovely, but I need to rephrase the way I reply to people. Not lovely that you've got varicose veins, is it? Okay. I want to give you the name Helen or Ellen. Do you understand this name, either in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
I do know of a Helen.
Lovely. Okay, just take that as an evidential link for you then. I also want to bring you forward to the month of, forward as in from talking about June, to August. I feel it's quite a relevant month for you. Okay. Now, was there a change around work or something to do with movement and change around this August time for you, darling?
August. Pardon me?
Have you applied for something, or are you thinking about applying for a job and changing...
Well, I'm not working. I'm on disability, but occasionally I work, and I was doing home health care, but it got a bit depressing for me.
Right, no problem. But I saw changes coming in around August for you, so I don't know whether you've applied for something and you haven't heard, but I get a feeling that almost like there's a long waiting list with something, and it's coming up for you. And I want to give you the first week in December, but it will be different to what you were doing before, all right? I've got a Scott around you. Who's Scott?
I don't know.
Right. Maybe he's coming in for you, all right? Because I do want to give you the name Scott. Okay, and I feel it's quite a strong name. I've got a strong character with this person, and I feel like Scott has got quite a loud voice, but he's a gentle person. And I want you to watch for him coming in around you. You will hear him before you see him. Okay. I'm being given the number 12. Now, is there a 12 in the month, the 12th, or a 12 on a door around you?
Now, what about 12 being in the month?
Yes.
I don't understand that. What do you mean 12 in the month?
12, the 12th of a month, as in a date, the 12th, or a 12 on a door. I've got the number 12.
I have 3 on my door, which would be 1 and then the 2.
Not really. It is a number 12, darling. Unless there's the 1 and the 2 showing on your door, I wouldn't break the 3 up and make it a 12. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Have you got number 1 and number 2 on your door?
No.
No. It's either the 12th in the month or something to do with the 12th. I know you can't always think straight away, but you can listen back, play back the show. And just
definitely.
Please remember that, because they're giving me number 12 around you. This lady that's around me is bringing you a lot of love, sweetheart. And she's showing me some kind of a ring, but I feel like the ring was on the right hand, not the left hand. Have you got a ring on your right hand?
I occasionally do wear a ring on my right hand.
Right, because she's just showing me a ring on the right hand. Okay, and she's telling me there will be a ring on your left hand.
Oh, my.
Okay, there will be a ring on your left hand, but it won't come straight away, but there will be one, because you're wondering, would you ever have a ring on your hand? And what I want to say to you is, this ring is coming for you.
Okay. Yeah, I had a lot of healing to do, I think, a lot of healing and getting to know myself. And now I think, I've just nurtured myself so much that I
too
think someone's coming in.
Don't do too much. We can heal a lot quicker than we think, It's about positivity of mind and moving forwards. But we have to think like that in order to heal ourselves quickly. But we can heal a lot quicker. Some people take a long time because maybe they dwell a little bit, and others are quicker. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to hand you over to Grant, my darling, because I don't want to take up time on his show, because obviously I think he's got quite a few people in there.
Thank you, Sarah.
Big pleasure, darling.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, Donna. Listen, as I was tuning into the energy of what Sarah was giving you, there's almost this underlying feel around. Obviously, you're quite a sprightly character within your energy here, but I almost get a distance here within the energy of a female, and it felt like above. And I'm not talking about a grandmother or anything here. It actually feels like I was spurring the energy over to your mother. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it was my mum.
Right.
Yeah.
There's this distance between the energy of you and your mum, and there's a sadness and sorrow around the energy of mum. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely.
And I feel that mum's still here. Does that make sense to you? But I get this feeling that I've got this underlying feel that there's something here that hurts you deep down inside. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the feeling that I've got, Donna, is that, do you know what? I don't feel complete without my mother's energy around, within the energy of what I want, or the way she shows her love to me. Can you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, bless your heart, my darling. Don't worry about it. I'm just picking it up. And they're saying to me here that within this distance, it almost feels like you felt isolated. And I feel like, and sometimes you blame yourself, but you shouldn't blame yourself, is what I'm being told here. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Because I do feel that what I've got here is that your mum should be the one that's coming in and putting this energy forward and accepting that there was something of a mistake going back. Do you understand what I mean? Or there was words going back that I need to rectify. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right, and when I look at this, Donna, don't take this the wrong way. This is what Spirit's giving me. Right, what Spirit's actually trying to say to me, and I've got a very... Sarah's got a strong female presence, I've got a strong male energy here, like a grandfather. And the feeling is here, is what I got here, is goes back a long time ago when this energy dispersed from between you and mum. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes.
Now, somewhere along the line, yes, I can understand from what's being told by a grandfather here that, no, you wasn't, the best behaved person in the world, but you've learnt over the years and that should have been rectified. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Right. Now, no one's to blame, but I do feel that you need mum's energy back in around you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And the
definitely.
Feeling is here, And the feeling is here, Donna, very quickly before I come away with it, I do feel that that will come back in. I'm not saying that it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to happen within the next 6 months. But I do feel it's going to happen for you later on next year, okay? And I feel your mum's energy will recombine the energy of where you feel like that love and connection is coming back to make you feel that strong person again, to give you that confidence and strife to say, do you know what? Now I feel complete again. Now I can move forward within my work, my life, and where I am within my relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And what I get here, because if we strip everything away, that is one of the main issues. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Of where blockages are within your life. Now, I am picking up also that if we look at the energy of where relationship mum and with you and mum is, it's also faltered you within coming close towards the energy of relationship within a male. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Because what it does is that you feel like you don't love. You've lost the feeling of love within inside yourself a little bit and the self-esteem. So if you don't love yourself, how can you expect to find that love or have that love come into the side of you where you can hold it? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so what we've got here is a few failed relationships, and one of them wasn't that good. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And the last one specifically was an area that drained you right back, and you felt that he zapped that energy completely from you.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Right, so what we've got here is that if we look at it, and this is don't shoot the messenger, this is from Spirit, babe, okay, so they're trying to help you, that if we look at that, we have to take some blame around the situation. Do you understand what I mean, babe?
Uh-huh.
That what we have to look at is that sometimes instead of ranting off back at something and where it got worse and worse and worse, we had to stop and listen and communicate properly. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
And I do feel like Sarah said to me, there is a ring coming in, and I do feel that you will be married, and I do feel that you will be happy again, but you've got to have that confidence in you first. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Have you got a daughter, my darling?
Well, actually, she's like a spirit daughter. It's my sister who's 10 years younger. And she was always my daughter growing up.
Okay, I just felt that there's a younger energy around, and it almost felt like, even though she's your spirit sister, it almost felt like she's a child, and it almost felt to me that I've got this younger energy stepping in where you've got a lot of love or a lot of connection with her that may be on the spirit level. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, no. You know what I think it is, girl? My friend's one-year-old daughter, when she was born, I felt this tremendous love, and I'm able to get her out of her little funks. She's 1 year old, and I feel a very strong connection with her.
Bless you.
I think
that's
who
it is. With it, Donna, what I want you to do is take this away, this information, look at it and say to yourself, let's find the confidence in me. Let me also, within the connection of mum, you've got to do a little bit of that yourself, my darling, okay? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's hard. It's not easy. There's a lot of things you've got to swallow, the pair of you, to make this work. But I've got a grandfather here, mum's dad, that's saying to me that she's hurting as much as you are deep down inside. She just doesn't show it.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm going to leave it there, my darling. I hope that's helped you from both of us. And I hope you got some guidance from that. But listen, it will come good again, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Bless your heart, darling. And if you want a copy of that, you can listen back to the show and you can get a copy of that on the show. Okay, so bless your heart, darling. Love and light and take care and God bless. And we've got our fingers crossed for you. We're sending out loads of healing.
Thank you so much, Grant. And thank you so much, Sarah.
Bye, darling.
Oh, it's a pleasure, my darling. There you go, Sarah. We've got quite a few callers coming in. We've got lovely Stacey. Stacey, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Stacey. How are you, darling?
I'm okay.
Good. Stacey, would you like us just to go into a general reading, or is there a specific question you want us to look around?
You can go into general.
Okay, right. I'm just coming away from the energy of this, so I'm going to hand this over to the lovely Sarah again. And I'll tune in, okay? Over to you, Sarah.
Okay, darling. Hello, Stacey, sweetheart. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you, and that's the main thing. As I pick up on your energy, I'm getting tummy problems, Okay, my stomach feels full, and I feel like I've got pain in my stomach. I'm not saying it's you, but I get a feeling it's either somebody in the spirit or somebody around you. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this somebody in spirit or on earth? Because they don't always tell me. Because what they do with me is they give me physical ailments, and they talk about everybody, the people up there and the people down here. Is this spirit-wise or earth-wise?
I think it's not spirit.
It's earth. So it's somebody in spirit that's telling me about it. Right, let me just see if I can bring this person in. I do actually feel like, Stacey, that I've got a gentleman here. Okay, I feel like I've got quite a tall gentleman, and I feel like he's got dark hair. He's shown me dark hair, or he would have had dark hair. Okay, he's making me aware of a pain in my shoulder as well. So I don't know whether somebody around you or him had something wrong with their shoulder. He's making me very much aware of the shoulder area. Okay, he's showing me the month of January as well, because he's linking in with January, and I feel like it's the first week in January, all right? For some reason, he's telling me about the first week in January. He's also got some sort of a dog with him. So is it your dog, darling, that's in spirit, or is it a dog associated around him?
Probably around him.
Okay, so it's the man and his dog. Hello. Let's have a look and see where we're going with this. Well, the sense I'm getting with it is the dog is the man's best friend. Okay, so I'm wondering if there's been a little bit of a letdown around you with friendship, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and who's Marie or Maria?
I don't know offhand.
Or Mary. Just take that name, because they just throw random names at me. He has got a lady standing behind him, actually, but I'm just going to see what else he's got to say. There was some sort of argument 2 or 3 weeks ago whereby, I don't know whether it was shouting or whether there was a difference of opinion. Am I right here, sweetheart?
Yes.
Yeah. And has there been no talking since?
Correct.
Good. Not good. I've got to change the way I reply to people. Okay. Now, why hasn't been any talking? What's going on? They feel guilty. Okay. They feel guilty and they're proud. And I would, if I were you, just leave them to come to terms, and they would definitely come back to you. It hasn't affected a friendship here. Do you understand, sweetie? When they come back in, just show the forgiveness, because you understand what and why has happened, don't you?
Yes.
You understand it. You're bigger than it. Okay. Now, they're showing me around you here some sort of a trophy or some sort of a certificate. So have you got an award or something coming to you, or some sort of certificate to finalise something?
Not that I know of.
Right. I can see an award, some sort of an award or a certificate. So I don't know whether you're going to train to do something and you'll finalise it. But I feel like with you, you're trying to move forward and something is really pulling you back. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, and I get a male character around this. So have you had issues around a guy around you, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, and who's Tony?
Excuse me?
Tony, Anthony.
Tony. I have a friend.
Good, just validations around your friends. What else have I got with you? I want to give you a name, Peter, as well. Is there a Peter around you, sweetheart?
Peter? I know Peter, yes.
Peter, good. Okay, just take that Peter link. Is Dad in spirit, sweetie? I'm not killing him off if he's not. Please don't worry about it. But I get a male fatherly link in the spirit world around you. Understand this?
Yes.
Strong, silent type. Don't really say much, but you know I'm there. And I want to bring this strength around you. I think you're quite a strong person anyway, but I do want to bring this strength around you. And he's giving you, it's a red tulip. It looks like a red tulip to me, so it's some sort of red flower. So I don't know whether if you've got some new decor at home where you're putting tulips up or red flowers.
No, not really. I have flowers around. Red.
Are they red?
Oh, yeah, they're red. They're like, yes, red.
All right, because I can just see red flowers. And I can see what looks like a sheepskin kind of rug. Is this around you or
mm-hmm.
around somebody else? Is that around you, sweetie? Good. Now, your question is, are things going to move forward with a man? Is this right?
I'm trying to move forward.
With a man, with a male energy. Is the issues around a relationship with a man with you?
I'm not in a relationship.
Right. Is there a guy around you who is a friend or one in the past, and I feel like the breakup may have been last October time?
Right.
Yeah? Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm reconnecting. I don't know how you feel about that. It could be closure or it could be new beginnings, and I leave that completely with you. But you will be in a relationship by January of next year, and it will be in a relationship of your choice where you can trust. Okay, darling?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hand you over to Grant, sweetie. Thank you for working with me.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Bless your heart. Well done, Sarah. Lovely, okay. Lovely reading, darling. Stacey?
Yes.
As I'm picking up on your energy, darling, all I'm being shown here, can you understand where there's like a lot of buildings around where you live? I mean, quite a built-up area. Does that make sense to you? Do you live around like there's a real built-up area? I'll tell you what I'm being shown here. You know when you get like a built-up area of a city, and then within that city I'm getting like a basketball court? Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Right, do you live anywhere near that? Because I'm looking at this basketball court, but I'm also looking at this very, very tall guy, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a guy, this doesn't feel like what he's giving me, but can you understand where there would be an energy here? And I know that what I'm getting here is there's somebody that would have passed before their time on a male energy field here. Do you understand what I mean by that? Would it have been connected to you?
Yes.
Right, that would have died in quite a tragic sort of incident. So I don't know if, like, he was taken from the earth plane quite quickly, either like a shooting, or there was something here where I feel that took his life quite quickly. You understand this, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say it because this is the feeling they give me. Like, there's either like a gang thing here, or there's something going on where there was an incident. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do.
Right, and it feels like I feel like I've got this blow. I've got this instant blow, like a gunshot, where I feel like it's taken his life. Do you understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I've also got the feeling here that this is a very tall man, okay? And he would have either hung around the energy of this basketball court, or that would have been the last area that he was around the time before he passed over. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Right, because they're showing me this, and they're saying to me here, he wants you to know that he's fine, okay? He wants you to know that he was innocent within the energy of what was going on around that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because he feels like he was caught up in the energy of something here that he wasn't involved with, but because he was around that area at the time, it was almost like there was he got involved with a line of fire. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And the feeling is it's either like a drive-by shooting or something where it took his life quite quickly. What he wants you to know is that with him, who's Theodore or Theo?
No.
Right. There's something he's trying to get across here with somebody's name that I feel he knows is important to another side of the energy of the person that come across and done the drive-by. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Right. So there's somebody here that he's trying to put a name out that was guilty of what he did and they got away with it. Can you understand that, darling?
Uh-huh.
And there's this feeling of a Theo or a Theodore, but I also get the feeling here that what the main message that he wants you to know is that he was a good guy. He was somebody that he felt that you knew quite well or he come across because you could get a message across to somebody else. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right. And the feeling is he wants you to know that he's fine, and he wants you to tell that person, it feels like another female, okay, that he wants you to know that he's fine and pass this message on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And what I got with this is that he wants to let her know that he didn't suffer any pain, okay? He didn't know much about it. He was here 1 minute and gone the next, and he woke up on the other side, basically. Okay, do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you... All right. It sounds like Rianne or Ryan or... who's the Rianne or Ryan? Rian, Ryan, Ronan.
Right.
Who's that?
No, none of those.
Okay, it's giving me a name of somebody here, but these could all be the people that was involved with the situation. So it could well be some people that he knows were involved with this, or somebody that he was mixing around at that time that you may not know about. I have to give it to you. Maybe you can pass these messages on to the lady who he knows, so she might be able to give you some validation on it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, babe, I'm going to leave it there. He had to come through today because this was the link he had to make, okay? He had to come through you to get the message across to this other woman, okay? This other girl around that you know, to just to let him know that he's okay on the other side, okay?
Okay.
Did you know if he had children? Because I'm picking up two.
One was his and the other one was, like, adopted.
Okay, that's fine. But he's sending love over to the two children, okay? I'll leave his love with you, darling. I hope that it's helped you, and we wish you all the best, love and light.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, darling. Stacey, it's an absolute pleasure, my darling. Love and light to you, and God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, wow. Darling.
Okay, that's so heartaching, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing with spirit, isn't it, Sarah? You know, spirit will try and get a message across whatever way they can. You know,
yeah.
This is the way that they work. Let's hope we can do this with the next caller, Sarah. We've got the lovely Vince on the line, okay? I'm going to hand this one over to you again so I can come away from the energy of the last week.
Okay.
And see what you pick up for Vince. Hi, Vince, are you there for Sarah?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hello, okay. Darling.
I'm very well. I'm going to hand you over to Sarah, mate, and enjoy. Sarah.
Okay.
Hello, Vince.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Well, physically I'm doing okay, but emotionally I'm not.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to see what you get, like, general, and then I do have one question for you.
Okay. The energy I pick up around you, Vince, is chest. I feel tight in the chest. I feel wheezy. I feel like my throat is blocked, and I feel like my mouth is very dry as well. So I don't know whether I'm picking this energy up from you or somebody in the spirit world, but that's what I'm feeling and I'm passing on to you. I want to give you the name John. Have you got a John around you anywhere, darling?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Okay. Have a think about it, because it could be somebody's middle name. But I do feel there's a John around you. Right, let's see where we're going. Okay, I'm being shown a grassy sort of outside of the front of a property that's on a corner. I can see a property on a corner, and I can see a sort of a pathway that goes down, sort of down the side, and around the sides of the pathway, grass. Okay, so it's this property on the corner. It's quite open spaced. It looks very sunny, and it looks quite private and quite quiet. Do you know where I am here?
Well, I know that. See, where I live in a fourplex, and I live on the first, on the downstairs part. And in front of me, there's a house. We're on a street that's a dead end street. And in front of me, there's a house with a lawn. And then I can either walk or drive down the driveway to get to my place, because my place is behind that house that has
okay.
The lawn in front of it.
Okay. Right, so I'm where you are then. Okay, let me just see what else I can see here. I don't know why they've got me opening up a fridge, but they've got me opening up a fridge here, and I'm having a look in a fridge. I don't want to be too nosy here. Where am I with this fridge?
Well, it's just that we're so financially strapped, we're slowly running out of food, and we don't have any money left to get anything. Because of I have been unemployed for a long time, and I'm not bringing any money in, and we're behind in rent, $3,000, and you know, so it's been really stressful on us.
I think I spoke to you before, sweetheart. You came on Guiding Lights on Monday, and I was quite worried about you, actually. Sent some healing out for you. I popped you into the Guiding Lights and asked for healing for you. I remember shouting at the end of your reading, because Jeanette had read for you, 23 days. I was given 23 days, and I feel that that is very relevant around you, Vince. And I do know that you are struggling. I do know this. But for some reason, I see your fridge filling with food. And to me, that is very spiritual, and that is just what you need to know. Do you understand that the fridge isn't always going to be empty? Because I can see it filling up with food. And I can see cream cheese in there. So I don't know who likes cream cheese. Or who likes that?
Well, my wife loves cream cheese, and she loves baking. And using cheese in their baking goods. And one of the biggest things she loves making with the cream cheese is the pies. She makes homemade pies from scratch.
I think I'm coming around to yours, Vince. How far is it? I can see cream cheese in your fridge, and I think
we're in West Los Angeles. In fact, she makes the greatest cheesecake you'd ever put your mouth around. It's just so delicious. The homemade stuff.
All right, darling. Well, to me, I mean, I could give you big, big, big things, but to me, to put these things in your fridge would just be what you need, food in the fridge, really. My feeling is that there is some sort of agency around you with a blue logo, and it's something to do with debt agency or something like that, and it's got a blue logo. And my feeling is that this will be in our country, we have benefits offices. I don't know whether you do there, but it will be there. So where you may be asking for benefits and asking for money and they're not coming in, I feel there will be contact details where you can actually have powerful information so you can put things in place to alleviate your immediate problem. So what I would suggest to you is get yourself down to whatever office it is you go to and ask for something other than if they've refused your benefits and stuff like that. Ask for something else, because they often don't offer you all of the possibilities. It's blue logo. There's a blue logo, and it looks like something to do with water, watermark or water, and I want you to look out for that, okay? You've got to pass some sort of a test, Vince, and sometimes, for example, I failed my bookkeeping exam, and then the second time I took it, I got a credit. So I had to fail it in order to understand how to do it properly, to do it again. And with the credit, it's actually no mistakes at all, and I was the only person that didn't make any mistakes. I've got a feeling that there's a test coming up for you, and you do need to go for this. And I know your confidence is rock bottom and really low. But it's coming up in about 7 days. Okay? Ask Spirit to give you everything they've got to help you. And I know they will, because they've helped me so many times when I've been in situations like you. Do you understand? You are quite spiritual. Right?
Yes.
Now, there's something to do with your wife and working as well. Has your wife applied for a job?
Well, my wife has a job. And
right.
She has taken retirement, but see, when you're taking retirement, you can still work and collect the retirement, but you can only make a certain amount of money. And what she's bringing in, and because what she would make if she were to be able to go to work every day, it still wouldn't be enough for us to cover all our bills and everything. And quite often she doesn't go into work because she is so ill, because she has lupus, and she has fought breast cancer as well. So lower system is so down, and she sometimes she can barely walk, and she just can't make it work. And that's even putting more strain on us.
Yeah, I think there's something to do with an agency that you can almost like link everything together and pay off small amounts. Obviously, you've got to get money in as well. But I think the first thing is to try and resolve that. And then I get a sense around about the 2-3 week mark that there's almost like, you know, sometimes you feel like nothing is going your way, everything is lost. Behind you is a wheel that's turning, and changes are coming in and you're not even aware of them. And a guy called Tony is going to facilitate this for you. You either know Tony or you will meet a Tony, and I get number 7. Okay. Now, I often give validations, Vince, and I'm praying to Spirit to make sure this one comes for you. And they do come. I've had lots of people this week come to see me and say, you said this and it happened 2 weeks later. And it's not about me being a show off. It's that I work from a love vibration to bring everything I can to you, but Spirit is my instrument and they pass it on. But I'm going to hand you over to Grant anyway, darling. Okay. And keep on going. And I see cream cheese in your fridge. Now, if anything, your wife could sell those pies.
Yeah.
Thoughts about it?
Okay.
All right, darling.
So the one question that I did have is...
Okay.
The 23 days you're saying on October 22nd is I've got a hearing for a trial for a settlement in a lawsuit against my former employer for workman's comp, I think I'm going to end up getting at least a 6-figure settlement from that.
Wow! Didn't I tell you that out of nothing there comes something out of the blue that just you think, where did that come from?
Yeah, and then the other thing is. Now, you were talking about tests. Well, what happened was last week I went for an aptitude test for a job. It's kind of like an IQ test, and it's like 68 questions, and you have to, like, they give you pictures, and then you have to say it's going to go A, it's going to be B, or if it's the same. And out of 62, you have to get out of 68, you have to get 52 right in order to pass it and get the job. And this was for a very good, high-paying job. And yeah, I've taken the test before with this company, but with other companies as well, 7 times in the last 2 years, and I've never been able to get any more than 30 right. And yesterday I phoned to find out what my results were and if they were going to continue with the interview process. And then she said that, and I was praying to my guides, to help guide, and this time I got 45 out of 68 right, so I missed it by 7. But here's the thing.
Wow.
Yesterday I went for a job.
I gave you a 7. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, and yesterday I went in for a job interview with a juice and organic juice and milk company, and I'm waiting to hear from them right now as we speak, so... I'm going to cross it and hope they hire me. And, you know.
So it was Monday that I gave you the 23 days, wasn't it, Vince? Because you contacted us on Monday,
right,
didn't
right,
you?
Right, right,
right. And that was the 1st of October, wasn't it?
Right.
And you, well, actually, was it? My brain's going. But you've got that case on the 22nd of October, haven't you?
Right.
So that 23 days seems very relevant, doesn't it?
Yeah,
time-wise.
It does. So
it does seem relevant.
My only question is about this job that I went for interview tomorrow, is that if you see that coming.
I've got a 50-50. I'm sitting on the fence, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
But what I want you to do when you take this test is ask Spirit to take over. I know it's cheating, but obviously use your own aptitude. You're very spiritual anyway. And they'll come and they'll help you. They will definitely help you. Put some sort of stone in your pocket as well, if you can, if you've got your spiritual stones. Something red, wear something red, okay, because that's for confidence.
Okay.
But I just see your fridge full of cream cheese. So that, to me, symbolically means that everything's going to be okay. I know it's very simplistic, but that I feel everything will be okay for you, darling. All right. Okay. Are you there, Grant?
I am, and Vince, very quickly, mate, I'm gonna leave that reading with you. Sarah's given you a lot there, and I'm only backing up what Sarah's getting, actually. There is, I literally, first thing I saw around you was the wolf, so that's showing you protection and guidance. Okay, I will say to you very quickly that don't let yourself feel like you're a failure out of the energy of where you've come from, because it's going to come back in again. Okay, Vince. So just bear with it, and like Sarah said, remember, within the next 23 days, you're gonna get that feel of something good coming back. So I'll leave it there. Bless your heart, and we'll come back to you. We've got loads of callers. Vince, okay. God bless, mate, and speak to you soon.
All right.
Bye, darling.
We've got loads of callers on the line. But before we go, I think we have, if I very quickly before we go to a song, and we'll come back to the other readers, the other readings, is the lovely Mike. Davis is on the line. Is Mike calling from America, hot off the press?
Beep,
beep, beep, beep.
Boop, boop.
Is he there? Hello, Mike. I thought he was there, but maybe he's not. Maybe he's not there. But okay, don't worry about it. Right, listen, what we're going to do, guys, because we've got a few people to read for, we're going to go into a little break. We've got some music coming up, and this is a real empowerment song. I love this one. So we're gonna put this on for you in a minute. I'm hoping. Oh, he is there. We're not gonna go to music. I take that all back. He is here. Mike, are you there? Are you live from Florida?
I am live in Florida, Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. How's it all going out there?
You know, it's going absolutely fantastic, Grant. You know, I couldn't have asked for it to go any better than what it already has. You know, I know I've posted some pictures there up on Facebook. I've got loads and loads more. I've got so many stories to tell you guys. You know, it's unbelievable. It's so hot. That's the one thing, Grant, that, you know, it's so hot here.
It is, mate. I can remember going to Florida when I was 16, and wow. You know, you were talking about the rain the other day, and it's like going into a hot shower, isn't it? It's so refreshing, it's so nice, and after 10 minutes, it's dried up. You know what I mean?
You know, that was the one thing I was saying just the other day, and I'm sure it may have been on Sarah's show, mm-hmm. I think. I'm not sure that, you know, no, actually it was on my show on Sunday.
Yeah.
That a good friend of mine, Margaret, is doing for the next, well, she's doing this week coming. And, you know, we got caught up in a shower, and...
Yeah.
You know, Grant, it was the most pleasant the show I've ever been caught up in, because, as you know, I work outside as a builder, and when the rain hits it, it's cold and miserable and wet. But, you know, when me and Gwynne got caught up in the shower, we was like, wow, it's actually a pleasure to walk in, because, yes, she was getting wet, but it was so warm, and it was like having a, well, only way I can describe it, we should have had some shampoo and maybe had a shower while we was walking across the street there. It was a pleasure to walk in.
I don't blame you, mate. I don't blame you. Just a quick update. What have you been? What's been going on the last sort of 48 hours, mate? What's been happening for you over there?
Well, the last 48 hours, Grant, I've been doing some lovely readings for some lovely people down at the Expedito Enlightenment Center here in West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And in just maybe is it an hour and a half time, 2 hours time, I will be doing a live. Demonstration, which is that's what we call it in the UK, is a demonstration, but out here we call it a gallery reading.
Yeah.
So, you know, where the audience will be there in front of us, Grant, and, you know, just a few hours' time, I'll be there at the Expedito Enlightenment Center doing a gallery reading. That will be with just me, a solo gallery, as it's said over here, you know. But tomorrow, I know that I've got a busy day tomorrow. I'm fully booked with private readings.
Fantastic.
And then on Sunday, I have another gallery reading to do, which is the one I'm really looking forward to, because I'll be working alongside and with Sarah, which is, you know, I can't wait for that, because, you know, we've done a radio show on Wednesday, and that was absolutely superb. The two of us blending our energies together as one. And, you know, the rest of our week, Monday, we have a circle. Which we know what a circle is in the UK. It's a development class, isn't it? And then Tuesday day there's readings, and then Tuesday night there's another gallery to do. So there's no rest for the wicked, Grant. That's one thing for sure.
Well, you know, you're doing a great job out there, Mike. And this is what, you know, Mike's Spirit FM is where it all is, guys. And Mike's out there, and he's promoting as much as he can for the radio show out there as well. And obviously yourself. I mean,
like I say right at the beginning of the show, Mike, and I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, you know, you had this vision. You had this vision for this show. You come forward to me, you said, Grant, I need a Friday night slot filled for me. Come and put a show together. This is what Above and Beyond's all about. It's about bringing through different energies of the work, showcasing what we do here. Tonight we've had the lovely Sarah from Spook Savers talking about the paranormal stuff. Next week's going to be a totally different show, Mike. I know when you come back, there's a lot to catch up on and find out more about what you've been doing. I know that'll be coming out on your shows. But I've got to say, mate, like I said, and if you didn't hear me at the beginning, I've got to say a big thanks for giving me this opportunity with this fantastic team of psychics that we've got working for Mike Spirit FM. It's an absolute pleasure to have you come in on my show for the first one. I was looking forward to it, and I was hoping you'd come forward, mate. Keep up the good work out there, because, you're just doing a fantastic job. I spoke to Sarah myself, who you was working alongside, I think it was yesterday, and she's lining up to be a guest on the show as well. So all good things are happening, mate.
Well, absolutely fantastic. You know, and I know that you'll have so much fun with Sarah being a guest. You know, I know she's been a guest on my show many times. You know, she is absolutely an amazing guest. She has a lovely connection to the spirit world. And again, you know, Grant, as you say, this is a vision I had for Mike Spirit FM back some just over a year ago. And, you know, all I can say is, wow, you know, it's you know, you ask the spirit and they provide no matter what. And, you know, it's only just the other day, me and Gwyn was here in Florida. And he was, I'm not going to say live on air what, but, you know, we were saying, Spirit Con, you need to change a few things here. And, you know, we've experienced that change already, Grant. You know, just a few days into the tour, we've experienced a big change. And, you know, some, maybe some big announcements to come here on Mike Spirit FM in the forthcoming time. You know, I know that there's more tours actually being set up even as we speak there, Grant, for more tours in the USA. Not just here in Florida, but elsewhere, you know. So it seems to be escalating. And, you know, all you guys, you know, are my family within spiritualism. You are a part, and Grant, you are a part of the family now. And, you know, I'm sure that the Mike Spirit FM roadshow will certainly show you of how we can use our abilities as a team and as a part of the family. And I'm sure that, you know, that we will grow from strength to strength and just develop this wonderful gift that we have. And you know, not so much to you know, definitely not to show off, Grant. One thing, you know, definitely not. But, you know, to show the world, you know, what we are all about, what we aim to do here on Mike Spirit FM.
Absolutely.
And one of us has this show to prove the continuation of life after death. And, you know, that's, for the last 19 years, Grant, that's all I've ever wanted, is to prove life after
death. That's the main message, mate. And you know that Spirit would have fed you that for many years, Mike. Again, mate, because we haven't got a lot of time, and you know what it's like, we're hard pushed on the show. Mike, fantastic to have you on the show, mate. Catch up with us as soon as you get back. The lovely Davis. Take care, mate. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, everyone else.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis. There he is. We're going to go into a song now, guys. It's by the lovely Whitney Houston. I know you're going to enjoy this, all you lovely Americans out there. But you know, this is very patriotic to you guys. This is very, means a lot to me as well. It's a very empowering, lifting song. It's called One Moment in Time by the lovely late Whitney Houston.
The best of me, I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain, I rise and fall. Much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could.
the late, great Whitney Houston. And every time I hear that song, it brings a lump to my throat. And I know that, you know, with that song, a lot of people will be touched by that. And remember, it's empowerment. And remember that the words are strong, guys. We're going to go into another reading. I believe we've got a Skype call coming through from a lovely Carol. And then we'll go to Donna after. So, Donna, if you're waiting there, darling, we've still got you there. But we've got a Carol on the line. Carol, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Carol. Welcome to the show. And how can we help you this evening? Is there specific questions you want a general reading, darling?
Just a general reading, please.
Okay, let's have a little look, see what's going on around you, okay? Right, as I link in, okay, I'm linking to the energy of somebody very close here that feels like I'm a female to the side here. And I feel like I've got a female coming in, and it feels like they would have been very close to you. So I get this almost like this mother feel. Do you understand what I mean by this, Carol?
Yes.
Okay, as I link into the energy here, there's been this energy flow where it feels to me that you felt like you're slumped at the moment. Do you understand what I mean? It feels like your energy's been sacked right down, and she wants to come in and comfort you around this situation. Do you understand what I mean by this, my darling?
I do, yeah.
Okay, as I'm looking around the energy, I almost feel like I can't lift you out of the chair at the moment. What I mean by that is you physically feel like you're just drained. You can't feel the energy to do anything, and all this situation and what's going on around you is making the process work. And this is what I'm saying is basically what I'm picking up is situation of family stuff, stuff going on, and it feels like I've got mum trying to lift you and pull you out the chair. But I know this is not you. This is stuff going on around your family. Does this make sense to you, darling?
Yes, most definitely.
Right, okay. Because as I've got this energy here, I've got the energy of, like, children. I've got the energy of somebody to the side there, like a partner. It feels like, and no disrespect, but I feel like I want people to help me out here within the situation of what's going on. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
Right, and the feeling is this is dragging you right down. It's been dragging you down, and I've got to say to you, this has been going on for quite a while now. And if I go back over a 3-year period, do you understand where we've got that in energy 3 years ago or three energy of a 3-year, 3-month energy? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And what I've got with this, Carol, almost makes me feel like I want to give up, pack it up, chuck in the towel and just run away from it all. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Because the feeling is here is that the energy is, you know, it's like, because you've got to love the energy here, right? You've got a really lovely energy, but you're not speaking up is what Mum's saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you want to scream and you shout, but it's all feeling blocked, and I can't open up the throat chakra. And if Mum was here, she'd help you. Do you understand what I mean? She would put them words out. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because she's saying to me in my ear, right, if I was here, I'd make things happen. I'm not letting my daughter go through this. I'm not letting my daughter have this situation where she feels that she's put all this effort in around and they're taking advantage of you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right, and the feeling is pretty much that we go on the energy. I've got quite a few energies around you, so I'm looking at younger energies of children. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel that where the big energy lies is within the children, but I feel that we need to kick your partner at the backside. This is your mum's thoughts, not mine, okay? And I feel that he needs to kick them into touch. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Right, have you got a son?
Yep.
I feel like I'm going to the elder son, so there must be more than one. Does that make sense?
There is, yes.
Right. Why do I feel like I'm focusing around the energy of the eldest son where I feel that this may well be part of the problem? Or one of the big problems?
Yes.
You understand this, yeah?
Yep.
Because, you know, I've got lovely energy of children here, but there's a feeling here that overall, outside of the effort that you've put in and everything you've tried to do, the effort is sort of failing. And it feels like, you know, they're running away with themselves, and there's energy of trouble around the energy of it all. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And the feeling is by however much you do, you can only do so much. Do you know what I mean? I think that they've got to learn their own lessons. But that doesn't make it any easier for you. It shouldn't make it right. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
But the main cause of the factor is that you need to speak up and let them know how you feel. Because at the end of the day, you've been there, you've helped them, you've nurtured them. And I'm even talking to the energy of your partner to the side as well. So she's really giving you an upbeat feel of saying, do you know what? you need to let these people know what's going on, because if you don't let them know, it's going to get to a stage where you're on the edge of, and I'm not going to say a depression, but it's getting to a stage where you're feeling that way. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
And I think for you, if, okay, who's that? Who's Ron? Roy? Who's the R-O name?
Rob.
Who's that?
My son. One of my sons.
Is this the one that's causing you a bit of grief?
Well, I wouldn't... Oh, God. He's away from home at the moment.
Right, are you worried about this, then? Is this another thing that's causing you to be where you are?
Well, he's in prison.
Right, that's the feeling that I got. The feeling... You know, I turned around and said to you there wasn't a good feel around the energy of where the children have been, or this bringing back problems to the house and home, and the situations where all the other situations of family and the other children aren't helping the situation. I think that what we got here is that with your boy Rob, okay, I do get the feeling is that it's not his own doing that's put him where he is. Do you understand what I mean?
I know it's not.
Absolutely. Because the feeling is here, from what I'm being told by your mum, is the feeling is that he's easily led. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
And the thing is that really, in theory, it's the other people around that, and I'm going to say there might be one that got away with something and not in the place of where he should be, where your son is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, bless your heart. Now, listen. Okay, thank you, darling. She just turned around and said to me, justice will prevail, because I don't think this is the end of the story yet. Do you understand what I mean?
Yep.
Now, what I get also here is either a probation period or something coming up early part of next year, around March, April time. Do you understand what that might be?
I think you've got a parole coming up.
That's probably what it is, a parole. Okay, like a feeling like he comes out, and there's something here where there's either a court rejourn, or there's something here where something more evidence comes forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Right. Now, obviously, I can't go too deep into legal matters, babe, but what I will say to you here is that there is justice prevail. And I feel that this will bring an upliftment for you, my darling, okay, over them periods of time, over the next sort of 6 months, okay? But I will say to you, you've got to hang it together, but you've also got to speak up, because holding it in is not helping you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel that also obviously, you know, I can only tell you to seek medical advice. I can't tell you the conditions of what's going on. But they are saying to me, you might need to see either a doctor to give you something or help you along. Do you understand what I mean by that, darling?
Yep.
Okay, because look, at the end of the day, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with feeling down. There's nothing wrong with going to a doctor and finding out and seeking advice around the energy. But the biggest thing here is communication. And I'm feeling that I'm finding it hard to communicate with the father around the situation. And I feel that he needs to be putting some energy forward. And that's no disrespect to him, but this is what your mum's telling me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Babe, I'm going to see what Sarah's picking up quickly with this. But as long as you understand where there's an upliftment, but I do feel there's some energy where it needs to come your way. Do you understand what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you can't cope with this building up. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. Also, very quickly before I hand it over, where's the news of the birth coming around the family?
I don't know.
Right. Now, I don't feel it's like a daughter or anything, but I do feel it's like a niece or somebody on the outskirts of the family, so it's not direct family. Do you understand what I mean?
I think I know, maybe, because they've been trying for a few years now.
Right, just to let you know that May next year will be a positive sign around that, and I'm just giving that over as a prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, from spirit here, because they do this with me. But obviously that's an uplift around the energy of something within family, so that's something to look forward to, my darling. Sarah, what are you picking up quickly, darling?
It will be very quick, Grant, because I think you've given so much to the lady.
Absolutely.
I get the 8th of December has been very relevant here. I don't know whether this is an evidential date or a date coming up, but I want you to take a note of the 8th of December, Carol.
Yeah.
And I also want to give you the 23rd of April as being evidential around you as well, or something coming up for you as well. I also saw... All right, darling.
Yeah.
Also saw the baby. I do feel that somebody around you has got sore eyes because my eyes are really stinging. So somebody's been rubbing their eyes, either somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you. And I do get the name of Margaret around you as well. Have you got a Margaret linking in around you anywhere, Carol?
I've a sister-in-law, Margaret.
Okay. Is your mother-in-law in spirit, Carol?
Yes, she is.
Have I got an Elsie or an Edie, some sort of name like that around you, Elsie or Edie?
I'm not sure.
No, just take that then, because that's there. And I feel this lady is in spirit, all right?
Yeah.
And I also feel around you I'm biting my lip a lot, so somebody around you bites their lip. Like a nervous thing. Who's this?
I do.
Do you, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's quite a tender area of your body, darling, your lip.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Teeth on lip is quite bad. So what I will say to you is try and work out what it is that's making you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is it's something that you do quite a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. So it's almost like I feel like I need to calm you down. And you're a big, big, big worrier.
Oh, I know.
And life, 90% is worry. 10% actually happens, and you can make yourself ill worrying, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that. Okay.
Okay.
And that's about it, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
Bless your heart, Donna. I hope that's helped you, darling. Love and light. I leave Mum's love with you, okay? But remember, she's saying she needs to boot you up the backside a little bit, but she means it in a lovely way and a loving way, okay? I'll leave her love with you, darling. God bless. And we're sending out loads of positive thoughts around your boy and around the whole situation. Oh, God bless you.
Okay, God bless you too.
Okay, oh, bless your heart, darling. Love and light to you, darling. God bless. Okay, we've got a lovely Donna on the line coming. We've got another Donna. That's the second Donna tonight. Donna, are you there, my darling?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Donna. Wow. Do you know what? As I spoke to you, I've got this glimmer of light, so I've got a very spiritual connection with you. Is there something you specifically want to ask us, Donna, or do you want us to go into a general reading?
No, I wanted to ask my sister's coming through.
Okay, right. I've got this very spiritual connection with you, so you must be quite open yourself. Do you understand this, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I look, I've got this massive bright light coming towards me. So there must have been energy where you picked her up yourself. I do get a very, very sort of, I get a strong character within the energy of the woman that steps forward. Was your sister quite a strong character in life, quite outgoing?
Yeah, one of them was.
Yeah, the one that I feel that I've got in spirit here is quite outgoing. And it feels also that what I get around the connection of her is something that took her down quite quickly towards the end. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
With the energy here, I feel like I've got the energy. It almost flows right through my body. So I've got the energy of something that might have travelled or it would have gone through the blood. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and as I got the energy here of her building up, she gives me the energy of almost feeling like she was a little bit lost before she passed. So what I mean by that, did she lose her memory slightly? Does this make sense to you? Or can you understand where she might not have been completely with it before she passed over?
No.
Right, now the feeling is what I get with her is the feeling is that she lost or she felt like she couldn't get through to people within the energy of connection. So it might not have been a condition of her passing, but it feels like she was trapped to be able to talk to people or come forward, or she never got to say goodbye to people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, that's what she's trying to give me. And the feeling is here also is that when she says to me that there's two others, I felt that there must have been three sisters. Do you understand what I mean? So there must be two other girls in the family.
No, there was one more.
Okay, where's the other female?
The other one, is it with them?
Okay, because there's three females. Do you understand what I mean? On the same line of family. So like three sisters.
Probably.
Yeah, you understand that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she also gives me the month of March here. What's March to her?
Nothing March to her.
Sorry, say that again, darling.
March 24th was something.
Okay, that was either a passing date or an anniversary of a birthday or a celebration to her. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. She comes forward and she sends a lot of love. There's a closeness between you two, but there's this feeling of wanting to come closer to you before she passed over. So this might well be where she never got to say goodbye, or the feeling like she lost that time before she passed away onto the spirit world. But she says to me here she's very close to you. As much as she was in life, she is in spirit. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She also gives... Did she wear glasses, darling?
No.
Okay, if she wear glasses?
No.
Because she's showing me somebody with glasses on here as well and telling me about strengthening the lenses of the glasses. Do you know who that might be?
Yes.
Okay, because there's a feeling here that she shows they know about it, but they need to strengthen them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. She also gives me the feeling here that there would have been also a distance in area of living. So it would have been hard to see each other all the time. Do you understand this?
Mm-mm. I don't understand that.
Right, okay. Who's the person with the glasses then? Because she's relating that straight after the person with the glasses. Do you understand what I mean?
I think it's me. I'm not sure. I'm supposed to wear glasses, but I don't put them on.
Okay, don't worry about it too much because, you know, she's sort of saying to me there was a distance. Now, it could well be that there was just this distance in you for such a long time, but she felt very close to you as a, you know, through life. Do you understand what I mean? But towards the end, there was this distance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, because she keeps going on about this distance, and I thought she meant physical distance, but I think she means that there's this distance towards the end. I do get this feeling also that there was a problem around the chest with her. Do you understand what this might be?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not with her.
Right. Getting this flow of energy right through the body, so there was something that was almost the feeling like it was travelling. Do you understand what I mean? But I do get a large area of something around the chest on a condition. Does that make sense to you? Hello?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I've got this really sort of compassionate lady who's got... who would have done a lot and strived a lot in life. She felt that she put a lot out there. So there was this caring energy about her. There was this feeling that she'd done a lot for the community as well. Does this make sense?
No, I don't think so.
Right, she's got this feeling that she's giving me, like, she felt like she put out to other people, or is this feeling like she helped somebody. I don't know what she's going on about, but she's going on about out there, helping other people, doing something within her life, and being there for other people. So I don't know what she's going on about. Is this you or is this her?
This is me.
Right, okay, that makes total sense. Because she loves the energy of what you're doing here. I also get the feeling here that, okay, what's also May? What's the May link? Yeah, the May link to the month.
Nothing I know.
The month of May.
Mm-mm.
Okay, she says to me here, remember May, remember the connection in May, remember the link of something that you had in May, or where there was a connection around the May period, and I've got to say to you, there feels more like a communication or something at that time that was important, and it must have been something leading up to her passing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense now.
Right, okay. It's important that May was a time when there was something you knew around the energy of her that either was leading up to her illness or the start of her illness or something that you knew about at that time.
Yes.
Okay. She leaves her love with you, darling. She wants to let you know that there's also something very close to you, nearby you, around you now that is linked with her, and you must have looked at it recently or looked at it just a little while ago.
Yes.
Okay, so it must be in your possession right this minute. So it's around you right now, and she's standing with you, looking at you, watching, looking at this thing. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Darling, I'm going to leave it there, my darling. I'm going to leave her love with you. She is there. She wants you to be strong at the moment because there's something you're going through within your own life at the moment. She's close to you at the moment because she knows this. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And she wants you to know she's near you at all times. I don't know what Monday's significant for, but she's given me Monday, like it's a day, like it's an important day, or she was around you on that Monday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she's saying to me here, look, keep your chin up. Things will get better, okay? She's right beside you at all the times, okay? And you would have seen her while you laid in bed at one night. You saw her come towards the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
And she come forward and that was her. She's acknowledging that that was her that you felt within the energy or you saw at that time. Does that, you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling, I'm going to leave her love with you, darling. God bless you and I hope that's helped.
Thanks.
Oh, bless your heart. Love and light, darling. If you want a copy of that, you can look back over the archives and get a copy of that reading. Bless your heart on the show. Bless your heart, darling. God bless, Donna. Take care. Love and light. Wow. We're coming to the end of the show, so we've got to speed this up, guys. We've got the lovely Cindy on the line. I'm going to pass this one over to Sarah next, okay? Cindy, are you there? Cindy? Hello?
Hello,
Cindy. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah May and see what she picks up for you, my darling, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Sarah, over to you, my darling.
Thank you, darling. Hello,
I'm interested
Cindy.
In relationship.
Oh, are you? Straight in there. Is this relationship around you, Cindy, or is this coming in? Or shall I answer that for you?
In.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope one's coming in.
Can I just give you the name Karen? I'm not saying that you're going to be with a Karen, but is there a Karen around you? Because somebody's just been shouting Karen, 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 while Grant's been doing his last reading. Is she around you, sweetheart?
No.
Karen, maybe with the last lady, don't worry. Okay, let's just clear that down and see where we're going. I get a David linking with you. Can you take this name?
What is the name?
David.
David. Well, I know lots of Davids, yes.
All right. Well, take a David anyway, because there will be a prominent one that comes in around you. Also feel like I get a February link, the month of February, and I feel like it's around about the middle of February. Now, is this somebody's birthday or passing time? Around about the 14th, 15th.
No, neither
percent.
One.
Right. Yeah. I'm still getting the 14th or the 15th of Feb around you, and it's almost like flashing in front of me. Now, I do know that that's Valentine's Day. I'm not too sure whether the significance is there or not, but I just feel that that's quite important, okay? So just watch out for that.
Okay.
Was there some sort of breakup or fallout around about 6 months ago, sweetheart? Some upset around you?
What was around me?
A breakup or a fallout around about 6 months ago.
Hmm.
I can see tears, sort of tears.
Huh. I was in Scotland and Ireland back then.
Okay. Right. Was there something happening at home around about that time? Because I just see upheaval around about that time 6 months ago.
Oh, I don't know, because I think I was traveling to the UK at that point.
Yeah. So that would have been a good time for you, but I still see something going on behind the scenes. And I'm just wondering if there's been a guy around you, maybe over the last 5 years, where there's been some sort of a on and off kind of communication, non-communication feeling around it. Do you understand this?
No, I haven't had that person around me.
Okay, I don't know whether I'm connecting him with you, sweetheart. What I'm going to do is very quickly pass you over to Grant and see if he picks anything up for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling.
Okay, let's just tune
I have to be honest, energy. Grant.
Oh, bless your heart. Let me just tune into the energy of you quickly, Cindy, because I was busy looking at paperwork there and I wasn't listening to what Sarah was saying, bless. Okay, but as I tune into the energy here, the first thing I've got here is almost like a dog coming in from spirit here. There's an energy of a dog, and it keeps coming in, this dog. Have you lost the energy of a dog, my darling, that was very close to you? Does that make sense?
Nope, I don't have a dog.
Right, okay, because it must be symbolic that there's an energy here of something from the past, okay? It never had a family pet. Does that make sense to you? Like, I'm looking at a medium-sized dog, quite dark in colour.
No. No.
Okay, I've got to give it to you because he's there. He keeps coming into the side of me. Okay. Cindy, do you know what? I get the feeling that I want to look around the energy of work with you at the moment. Okay. There is this feeling like I'm looking at a decision around the working process. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Okay. There's this looking where I feel like I need to be looking and adjusting the energy of my work, and I feel that what I've got is a complete transitional feel. And as I look into the energy of this transitional feel, it almost feels like going into a new year, new start of a job. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
But you've been looking at this and focusing on this for quite a while. Can you understand that?
Yes.
And who would be the male B name? And it feels like I've got the name Ben or...
Ben.
Benji.
Yep, that's my son.
Okay. And I feel that this is important to remember, that I feel that you're not just doing this for you. You're doing it for the boy, and it helps you both. Do you understand what I mean? Now, obviously, that's the case. But I feel that there's something tying in with the energy of this process of why you're changing the energy of work. Can you understand the reason why that be?
I'm not sure, but my husband, not my husband, but my son is makes a lot of his own money, and my husband's dead.
I understand that, babe, but it almost feels to me that, I don't know why they're giving me the feeling like you're doing this. I think it's to make you feel better inside yourself of where things have been. Do you understand what I mean? Because they're giving you a transition to uplift you around your work. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Right, because there's a feeling here from, and I've got a male energy here in spirit, and a very strong man here that would have been very self-sufficient within the energy of his own work. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
And the feeling is that he was a doer, and he wants you to be the doer and make these decisions like yesterday. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because he was a man that would have pushed you forward. And, you know, when we lose a partner, sometimes we lose a little bit of that confidence in ourselves. And I think that's where you've been. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Can I go back 4 years where the energy changed around this situation? I don't know if this is where we come away or pulled away, but it's talking about 4 years ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there was a shift 4 years ago in how I felt about myself, yes.
That's fantastic, because he's just talking about the energy of where something came away from you, and he started to see the drop in your energy. And he knows that there's a real energy within you to get things moving. And you're a doer yourself, you know what I mean? He felt that you and him had that energy to make things happen, if that makes sense to you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
And he's also giving me, I don't know why he keeps bringing this dog in. The dog, I think, it might be symbolic. It might be about loyalty. Do you understand what I mean by this? Like your husband, loyalty, being there, standing beside you. But it almost felt like he came in as the energy, or brought this energy forward to show the dog, to say, I'm there, I'm pushing you forward all the way. The thing is also, and sometimes this is hard, but this is something that he's trying to put to me. So obviously this is only a decision you can make up, but this is coming straight from your partner in spirit, okay? The feeling that he's giving me here is that he wants you to move on in more areas than just work. Do you understand what I mean? There's this feeling like he feels like you sort of stuck within the energy that you can't or didn't want to move over into something of a new relationship. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping he's helping you to find someone.
Right. Okay.
I'm
well,
ready.
The feeling is that accept this person. Even though you want the relationship and you know it's time, it's almost like when it happens, it's hard. Do you understand what I mean? I do get the name here that feels to me like I'm picking up on a male teen name. I want to say to you that it felt to me that I pick up on the name Tom or Thomas, but I get a link here with a connection with a guy around engineering or something around the engineering.
Okay.
But I've got to wrap this up, darling, because the show's come to the end. But listen, it will come forward. Work's going to be great for you going into the new year. And I feel that this relationship with Tom's going to come forward, okay? He's a masculine man. And I want you to know that your husband has, you know, he wants you to move forward. He wants you to know that he'll be by your side at all times while this process happens. And he loves you dearly.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. And he says, can you look after Ben? And mate, because he's a chip off the old block, can you look after him? Because there's things that he thought was a wayside away from making the money in his job. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, we're very close. Yes.
Okay, they were very close. I leave his love with you, darling. I wish that's helped you. I hope that's helped you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you were both very good. Great show.
Fantastic, darling. Listen, like we say, you can get a copy of that show if you visit mikespirit.fm and go through and listen back to the show. So if there's anything that you didn't understand, you can look back and you might be able to pick up at a later date.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Bless your heart. Love and light.
Bye,
guys.
Darling. Thank you.
There it is. We've come to the end of the show. I want to thank the lovely Sarah Oscroft from Spooksavers. I want to thank the lovely Sarah May for coming in and helping out with the readings. I want to thank the lovely Mike for coming in as well. Guys, we've got a fantastic show lined up for next Friday. All I'm going to say, it's to do with your palms. Ooh. So if you're interested in palmistry, giving too much away, then you know where to come. This is Grant Collier. It's been fantastic. Love and light to you all. And remember, you're not alone.
Thanks for listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week. And remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.